the scene, been around.
Hey, Mr. J.
Said 94, my first time in the studio. So down there where used to be Unique Studios on Person Street. That was my first time going in the studio down there. So, you know, been around. Did one of our first shows down there at the Prince Charles Radisson in about.
Shout out to Dizzle Brand.
So.
Shout out to Dizzle Brand. A mixture of fruit juices and liqueurs.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Dizzle.
Been known to drop some panties.
So you want to try Fayetteville?
Sorry, Mr. J. Mr. J, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off, sir. My man.
How could Fayetteville get more connected?
Well, I think it's just people got to show up. People got to, you know what's going on. I keep telling people, you know, from interview to interview, you got to continue to network with people, continue to kind of step out of your comfort zone, find out what people are doing, you know, find out what people have going on, and just kind of tap in with them, you know. Just sit down and have, you know, casual conversations. Don't even necessarily have to be about music. It's just once you start creating relationships with people, then you start finding out, you know, what people are doing, what they're interested in, what they're, you know, what they're about. And sometimes that's not what happens. Sometimes, you know, people just kind of show up and what this person can do for me or that person can do for me. And that's not, you know, that's not how it's going to work. Create the generation, you know, you stop the generation gap by creating genuine relationships.
What do you think, in face?
I mean, yeah, I kind of agree with, I mean, I, you know, definitely talking logic, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like we all got our own unique spot, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's such a, I don't know why we compete so hard. The competition thing really don't get me a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? I like what I like and I don't like what I don't like. I don't feel like just because I don't like something don't mean I'm your enemy, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, your music is music and love is love. I feel like we, more than anything else, we pit ourselves against each other and we got this competition thing. You know, see, like, I hate to invoke these all the time, but the comparison is, it's a genre, it's a musical genre to me in this aspect. Like, yes, and it's a whole lot more than just that. And you got to be more real to do hip hop than you know, you can go on there and put makeup on and do rock and roll and be, you know, Izzy Cat and nobody gives a fuck. Wake up with heroin in you, but you do that in the hip hop world, you're done. You're ostracized, you're finished. You know, so there's a level of authenticity you have to carry, and hip hop is different than other musical genres. And I think that fades, and I think that's what's gonna, I think, ultimately change, though. Y'all don't feel that like that's gonna change?
I don't have a lot of faith in Fayetteville. I haven't seen, like, you talk about competition.
I got no faith in Fayetteville. I got faith in you, and I got faith in Jay. Like,
I got faith in individuals, right. But these individuals are not bringing this thing together as a collective, you know.
I think we're beginning to see that happen, though, thanks to you and thanks to a lot of other people in that, you know, have the means to do it or doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for example, like a cat, like I do a lot of podcasting. Now Kaz is doing podcasting. We don't necessarily got to be the rapper guys, you know, the faces. We could be playing different roles. Right. We could be playing podcasting roles, media roles, and things of that nature. But the competition always comes in, you know, because it always seems like somebody got to always be the star of the show, the face. And they can't just settle with their roles. Shout out to Kaz.
Prayers to his mom. He'd be on this show right now, you know, but his mom, he's dealing with, you know, he takes care of his moms. A lot of people don't know that shit, but... And she's in a bad, you know, she's, you know, and he'd be right. He wants to be here tonight. I'm going to tell you that right now, straight up. And you can quote me.
Praise
on that.
Praise out to him. Praise out to his family.
Absolutely. So Kaz wants to be a part of this podcast. 100%. Kaz is doing a lot. Kaz is definitely free to give his time to anybody hits him up, man. I stop by there frequently, actually. And Kaz, you know, he definitely is a Fayetteville dude like you, P. Like, I feel like if I call and you say, yo, we doing this Fable shit, you're going to show up. Jay, you're going to show up. You know, you're going to see Hood the Mayor there. And he's going to say, Face Mob. I mean, You know what I'm saying? I don't expect motherfuckers to all of a sudden wake up and be Mr. 2-6. You know, no matter what they shout on the internet, you see what's up. You know what the city is. So work with what we got. If we work with what we got, then we our shit gonna blow up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's bound to happen, bro. We got mad talent in the city, man. The city is on par with like large cities, bro. As far as talent.
We have a problem following through, and this is why. Like, I went to Barry Williams invited me. He invited me down to speak at his studio. And when I got there, I was a little nervous because there was a bunch of radio guys. And the radio guys basically was like, yo, y'all ain't ready for radio. You need to go to internet. And I was on the internet, guys. So they kind of iterated what I was going to say. But the only people that called me after the joint was the radio guys. Like, so he has all these artists come down here, listen to radio guys talk, listen to me talk. These radio guys are sitting there validating everything I'm saying before I even say it. And nobody follows through with the radio guys. Nobody follows through with me. And the only people calling me is the radio guys and me calling the radio guys, that, you know, vice versa. And it's like, that's a problem.
So you're speaking on, like, you mean Barry Williams?
Well, like, no, the artist.
Oh.
He has all these artists coming and we speak in front of artists and not when artists follows through, you know? So it's like, you got talkers and you got walkers, man. And there's not a lot of walkers in Fayetteville.
Yeah. So I
think the problem is that once again, it goes back to kind of the commercial thing. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to kind of make money real quick and, you know, hop in and make
it. They don't want to go through the process.
Yeah. They don't want to do the work. Some of them.
Yeah, but once I see you not walking, then I ain't walking with you either. So, I mean, yes. I mean, but the energy can be just as easily dispelled just like that. So, you know that, P, man. Like, I'm sure, you know, you tried to get, you know, you see how long it takes to even get so the smallest thing together in the Ville sometimes, man.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, I remember when the, like, who would we say is the biggest independent label movements in Fayetteville that we've seen?
Label movies that we've seen
independent label movements in Fayetteville. I mean, like, one of the biggest Stars, was Loudmouth, right? Stars,
Loudmouth, you know, I don't know, you guys name some.
Why do those things go wrong?
First the Flight was kind of big for a minute.
First the Flight, I mean, that was one of the most talented groups, but I hate to say this, to me, it was just a bunch of individuals under a same name.
Well, I saw the Project Stars and the whole the Spunk, Big Cass, all them, and the Loudmouth. I saw them make a lot of money, so I know they made a lot of money. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why do you think? Like, what'd you ask, P? Why do you think what?
I was talking about the biggest independent label movements and why we didn't think they didn't work.
Well, as far as Fayetteville Central.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the only reason I ever seen the biggest stars that we know of our era and a little beyond, you know, our mini generation 2.0, whatever, it's always been because motherfuckers is knuckleheads. Can't stay out of goddamn jail, make the wrong decisions over and over again. You know what I'm saying? They can't differentiate a musical persona from their real life. They don't understand Mick Jagger, that motherfucker still goes and has a real life. You know, you can't be big face 24 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? You got to exist as a person too. I don't know, man. Yeah. If we fall off, we get our shit bagged up.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, I personally felt like Fayetteville history, when I go back and look at it, I felt like Bomb Shelter.
You know, we never spent money historically, right? Nobody spends any money.
No.
No one wants to spend money on marketing or packaging or a street team or billboard.
If you can't afford it individually, then what do you got to do? You got to try to afford it collectively.
Well, you can afford a lot more. The thing. Hey, motherfuckers can afford $500-$600 a month in trees, bro. They can afford a lot. Motherfuckers can afford more than they think.
No, you're right. You're right. They spend too much on trees.
$1,000 a month in trees. Another $300 in Newports.
Yeah.
That's $1,300 a month.
Yeah.
I know, because I spend that.
So but priorities.
Well, this is too.
Priorities. We got to get our priorities together.
priorities, and everybody was segmented. I mean, if everybody decided at one point to go in collectively, it would have been a different thing.
I can't. Gotta unpack my bowl. Hang on a second. I'll unpack my bowl.
So you were saying everybody segmented. Like, explain that a little bit more. Just the too many subgroups, right?
Yeah, I mean, individuals were kind of, everybody was on their own side of town, their own side of, you know, West everybody side. Had their own thing going. And, you know, a lot of times if you moved in the same direction, you know what I'm saying? If everybody moved in the same direction, we would have had that motion for the town, for the city. Everybody kind of had their own agendas, and the radio played into it too. You know, they had kind of had their own agenda, you know, picking different people. And, you know, when you could have really just blew everybody up and said, oh, we've got something bubbling here. We need to truly invest in it and truly push these people to the top. I know.
And
I always talk about, you know, exactly, places like Oakland, places like Houston.
Music works. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't tug of war the whole damn scene from your town. You know what I'm saying? But we should utilize who's made it before us to let us make it. You feel me? Like, and maybe not in the way we think, right? Maybe not signing J. Cole is not coming to sign nobody, but the motherfucker made Fayetteville and the 2-6 a viable, sellable option moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, hey, I have, you know, different, someday, you know, you catch me on the wrong day, I'll be like, yeah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? We need to stand more together as a city for sure. The city definitely has been fragmented in the past because not only the hip hop, man, just because the street culture of the city, you know, the hood's culture, the west side, the east side, north side, south side. I mean, people can sleep on whatever they want, but a lot of cities have a good side and a bad side of town. Fayetteville got a bad side of town on every side of town.
We've had a lot of neighborhoods beefing through the years.
There's no, when I was in school, no Bunts bad, beefing with no.
I mean, Bunts Road beefing with anybody.
Worldwide up in the 2-6. That's why it's because you got to yell that out just to get some help. You might be getting jumped if you're just don't holler it back, motherfucker. Come and kick this motherfucker off me.
I just feel like North Carolina as a whole should be a little bit further, though.
Yes, I agree 100%. I feel like we've given a lot to not only musical but popular culture as far as stars, as far as movies, television, everything. And I feel like, you know, we're looked at as the place you go to hide out if you're from New York or the place you stop before you move to Florida. I mean, you know what I mean? But we more than that, you know, the mid-Atlantic.
We always looked at, we're like the Clippers. We looked at like the Clippers. Like, we're like the little brother. Oh,
come on.
We're like the little cousin of New York and stuff or something.
Hey, and by the way, here's the nipples, because without them, tits would be pointless.
So what do you think, Jay? You think we should, North Carolina should have been a little further right now? Like, I mean, we got DaBaby, J. Cole, Fantasia. We got Anthony Hamilton, P.D. Pablo, Ninth Wonder, Little Brother. Ain't Rhapsody from North Carolina?
Yeah, she's from Ahoskie. Ahoskie, North Carolina.
Where?
Yeah. Ahoskie.
What the hell is that?
That's like going up almost to the Virginia line going east.
Oh, she's right at the border.
Yeah.
And then so, we're like, I mean, the
home. We had a lot of people. We had Entice. Entice was in the Deadly Venoms, and she's from Winston-Salem.
I mean, and even Black Sheep shouted this and that because they went to school. Black Sheep shouted us out because they went to school here.
Well, Mr. Long, his family's from Sanford.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Mr. Long's family from Sanford. We had this and that. I think it was this and that. I believe they went to Westover and they moved to Atlanta. Little Mo, my actual friend E, his father was a teacher. He taught her in middle school, even though she claims Brooklyn, I believe, but she's from here.
Oh yeah, definitely a little motion from here. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, well, we give a lot.
From like Shaw University, it was heavy around here, like Lords. Like Lords have always had heavy ties to this area. And now, you know, one of them lives here, of course. So, I mean, you know, Big Daddy Kane and Riley. I mean, going back, Justice League. I mean, we can go back and back and back beyond that. We can go back to Jodeci.
Jodeci, I forgot about Jodeci.
Casey, yeah. Haley, so here's an interesting story. I have an interesting background. You know what I'm saying? My mom married my stepdad, Anthony Talmadge, when I was one. He's a African-American, you know what I'm saying, ex-military, was a preacher here in Fayetteville at New Macedonia Free Will Baptist at the end of Bunch Road and Rafer Road for many, many years. He retired recently. I love him. Shout out to Pops. Love you, Pop. So, you know, and he was friends with Reverend Haley. So out in Sanford, he had a church. And back when I was a young child at New Macedonia in the choir, I was a bass. Of course, I was a bass. And I learned how to play piano there. But so they came and the Haley children came. And JoJo was probably then, I was probably like 6 or 7. He was probably like 13, 12. And them boys were blowing back then. They used to travel around to the black churches in North Carolina. And a couple of years later, you know, I'm listening to Father MC, and they're all over his record, by the way. People forget that, that before they ever had a record, they blew Father MC's biggest record ever up on 3 or 4 tracks, and he made more money than ever. So, I mean, North Carolina's musical roots is fucking unquestionable, bitch. Talk shit if you want to. I mean, and Fayetteville in general, stronger than most. Charlotte and Raleigh look at us, and they're... I don't, you know, say what you want on the internet. I hope these comments down here, you know, y'all gonna say what you want. But to be the smallest of the three, y'all look at us like we the real street shit. I mean, the 2-6 is the real street shit. And Durham is the real street shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, shout out Josie Mo.
They look at us like troublemakers, man. When we go out of town, they look at us like the number one troublemakers.
Oh, we got mad talent. And yeah. Don't, I mean.
Well, because we always got to shout, 2-6, and let everybody know where we from. We got everybody, 2-6. I don't see like Charlotte, like, Queen City,
that's the 5-2, by the way, and nobody wants to be from the 5-2, so fuck that. Everybody moves to the 5-2. Like, the dopest artist in Charlotte is Eric Lottery, and he's from 2-6. Eric Lottery, shout out Eric Lottery, blowing up on everything, RNG, all that, but he's from here. So, I mean, once again, and 3-4 million streams on, 5 million streams on Spotify, Charlotte, one of Charlotte's dopest artists. Speaks on what you're saying, man.
Don't
you
we need an office?
What do you say? You asked Jay earlier, or whatever. You asked him where he's from, boss. I mean, we're all born somewhere, but we all raised here. So that's a real cool ass mix of different styles.
I'm from Cape Fear Valley Hospital. So
hey, shout out to you, man. Big ups to you, my son, who's I love more than anybody. He's from there too. But I was born in Brockton, Massachusetts, Boston, a subset of Boston, where the famous Marvin Hagler and you know what I'm saying, of course, Rocky Marciano are from. Now, I moved here when I was...
Okay.
Everyone talk about Rocky Marciano.
Brockton, Mass., the Brockton Blockbuster. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm from. But I moved here when I was 2.5. So, but from one gritty city, Brockton, which in Massachusetts is the same thing as Fayetteville. It's a city where all the Haitians are, the Portuguese. I'm half Portuguese. My dad's there, from there. So it's the little grimy city outside of Boston that nobody wants to go to. Marvin Hagler from there. So same thing. Like, I moved here when I was 2.5. So I love it that those two cities have that kind of same feeling. But I'm from here, man. Like, fuck around, find out. Like, I'm from here. I was raised here, born here, 71st Elementary, 70 Lewis Chapel, 71st. I briefly went to Douglasburg and Southview because I was a fucked up teenager. But... you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But shout out to Cape Fear Valley and, you know, don't go there if you can avoid it like a motherfucker.
Look, that's my request. Don't let me die there. It's life like me to UNC or something.
Fly me to Duke. Fly me to Duke, bitch. Hey, fly me to Duke. Fly me to Duke, bitch. I don't care about no rivalries.
I forgot you a Duke fan.
Oh, not only am I a Duke fan, hey, UNC fan or not, you better get flown to Duke. You better have Robert Samajani work on your shit.
Yeah, I'm sure you know who my Facebook post today about Team USA looking like a bunch of firemen and plumbers was referencing.
Well, you look like a motherfucker electrician.
JJ Redick.
Don't hate on Reddit. Hate on Reddit because he was super wet all the goddamn time.
Now let me ask
that
you
this. USA, that Team USA was already going to look like it just looked like a whole bunch, whole squad of Team B, man. No stars on that squad.
Now let me ask you this, Mr. J. Do we need North Carolina or Fayetteville necessarily be bigger? We just need to be focused on ourselves as individuals.
Once again, my thing goes back to what I say all the time in every interview, every time I interview with somebody, networking. I mean, you got to create this network. You got to be able to, you know, go out here and work with other artists, work with other people, and just try to work with like-minded folks, man. I think that's the only way it's going to work. I mean, I really wish we were more like, you know, like Oakland and like Houston in that sense where people, yeah, they had their kind of beefs and all that stuff. They kind of had the discord, but they were still able to push out and create a culture that is recognizable to the rest of, you know, hip hop at large. You know, there's people out here who know, you know what I'm saying, when you start talking about Oakland, you can talk about individuals, JT, the bigger figure, E-40, talk about the hyphy movement, Mac Dre, all those things, you know what I'm saying, when people really drill down on. Same way for Houston, you know, talk about Trader Truth, you know, Bun B, even though they're from Port Arthur, Texas. You know, that whole, you know, Texas movement, Scarface, Ghetto Boys, all that stuff. You can talk about that, but that's what we need to hear. Continuously talk about, you know, the artists that we have here, continuously try to network with the artists that we have here and give them their flowers. You know what I mean? Whether we jive with everybody or you know, roll with everybody, we still need to be able to kind of, you know, reach out and network with everybody.
Do you think we're like a big enough state though that we should have a major music market? Like, I mean, like, look at Tennessee, man. I mean, I would think we're bigger state than Tennessee.
Oh, well, but the only thing is they have an inherent advantage with the whole Nashville country music scene. They have an embedded, like many Hollywood of the music land. So they get offshoot from that. But yeah, man, I mean, of course, who can argue with that, P? Like, who can argue that our population and the cast that we got in the places that we have, you know, shouldn't have more pull?
The universities we have, and we got more major universities than any state. We got a bunch of military bases. We got people coming in.
We have the largest military base in the world right here, 187,000 troops.
I mean, we got people coming in and out. In and out from every city, every state. You know, I just feel like we should have a bigger scene, though.
Look at Jay. You have that fraction. Mr. Jay.
What do you say?
And y'all too, Fort Liberty. Hell no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, let's not even go there because I can't even call it that.
You could have gave me that $3 million. I'd have just slapped you until you called it Fort Bragg again. The $3 million on just the signs, by the way. Just the signs.
And
they took that right out of my pockets before you even got your check. They took it right out your money before they gave it to you, just which is against the Constitution. Let's not get into that. I'd rather you bill me.
I'm about to be hitting an hour, man, so I'm about to be wrapping up here in a second.
Actually, this is magic. We went longer last week, huh?
Yeah.
So we got to do this, like, it's to give you enough actual content, man, to cut up and chop up.
We should go earlier, man, and we got to
do two segments. Maybe you should do two segments in the week and let you chop them up. You know what I mean?
It depends on the schedules of everybody.
I'll work with everybody. I will work with whatever y'all cats got to work with, man. Honestly, I like what you're doing, P. I believe in what you're doing. So, I mean, whatever, I work with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we gotta check with Z2, and I don't know what Mr. J.
I'm about to call Jones when I get off here because I'm shocked. Like he right before we got on here, I called him. He said, "Yeah, I can't wait to get on there." I was like, "Yeah," because he had some story. I was like, "Oh," then I was doing something, and then boom, we were on, and
Jones wasn't there. I sent him the link, man. And he ain't hit me back, man. So
that's crazy.
Yep. But yeah, I'm about to get off here, fellas. And all right, bro. We're gonna wrap it up and we're gonna see what everybody's schedule is. If anybody can ramp it up for two more pieces a week or whatnot.
Oh, you know, Palmasan, before we get off here, I want you to give me a solid and. Yeah, baby. My God. Mr. J, I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do, Palmasan, man. I appreciate you for the culture, bro. Honestly, you know, I look at you as just like all of us, Bombshell, me, you, Character Assassins, like so many more, man. Like Fran D, the list goes on and on and on, but we all are pieces of a chain, bro.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, man, we all pieces. By the way, he's still around here. Don't think I can't pull his ass out of the dredges either. You know what I'm saying?
Who's that, Fran D? Him on the
podcast. We should get Fran D on here next week. I think I can do that. And then, yeah, I mean, just we're links in the chain, man. As long, but we are the ones working and just work, man. I see you working, bro, for real. Motherfuckers can, you know, hate is form of love. Just remember that, bro.
I'm about to ramp it up on them too. So
I know, I know. And hey, I'm about to drop the Circle of Kings podcast October 1st, with okay. exclusively funded by Walk On Sports Bar and Bare Knuckle UKC. And I'm about the we're all about the benefit from this shit, man. I built my studio today. My walls went up over there at the tattoo shop. All my floors going in. So hey man, we're all gonna, you know, I'm here for everybody. I'm pretty for the city and definitely y'all for real. Definitely the hip hop artists from my era.
All right. How about y'all peace. Later, man?
All right, bro.
All right, peace.
Peace.